Here is the week in Congressman John Faso news. Votes he took, positions he espoused, and protest rallies and town halls that he attended or not.
The website 538.com currently reports that John Faso votes with Donald Trump's positions 87.8% of the time, slightly higher than last week.
CNN reports that 10 people were killed and others were injured in a school shooting May 18th at a high school near Houston in Texas. The shooter, who was captured, had an AR-15-style rifle, a pistol, a shotgun, and pipe bombs. It was the 22nd school shooting in 2018. New York Senator Chuck Schumer tweeted, quote, "I'm so saddened to hear of yet another school day upended by a horrific act of violence. I pray for the families of the victims and all those affected," end quote. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand tweeted, quote, "Heartbreaking, unbearable news out of Santa Fe, Texas, the latest community to be torn apart by a horrific school shooting. How many more families and communities must grieve? Enough is enough," end quote. At press time, neither Representative John Faso, a Republican who represents Greene, Columbia, Ulster, and other counties, and Democrat Paul Tonko, who represents Albany County and parts of Rensselaer County, had released any statement about the shooting. Read the full story at CNN. Representative John Faso voted for the farm bill May 18th, but not enough of his fellow Republicans joined him, and it failed in the U.S. House, 198-213. Conservative Republicans wanted an immediate vote on a stringent immigration bill. House Speaker Paul Ryan promised a June vote on that bill, but that was not enough for 30 Republicans voting against the farm bill. No Democrats voted for the bill because Republicans added more work requirements for recipients of food stamps. That led to a May 3rd pray-in outside Faso's Kingston office. Quote, 75% of the people in the program who can work are working. The other people mostly have some kind of disability, some kind of mental illness, end quote. Representative Paul Tonko, a Democrat who represents Albany County and parts of Rensselaer County, tweeted, quote, "This terrible hashtag GOP farm bill would have hurt millions of American farmers and families. Thanks to more than 200 of my colleagues on both sides of the aisle, today those farmers and families prevailed," end quote.
Chris McKenna reports in the Times-Herald-Record that Representative John Faso from Kinderhook blames the farm bill's failure May 18th in the U.S. House on, quote, unrelated issues, and says that those will pass. Conservative Republicans shot the bill down, refusing to vote for it unless a strict immigration bill got a vote. Quote, "Unfortunately, the farm bill was unable to pass today as a small group delayed passage of the bill over unrelated issues," end quote, Faso said. Quote, "I am confident that these unrelated issues will be addressed and the House will pass the farm bill in the near future," end quote. The $868 billion farm bill needed Republican votes because no Democrats supported it after the GOP added regulations that would have kicked many needy citizens off the food stamp program. Quote, "This thing was a raw deal all around, and there's just no way I could have supported it," end quote, said Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, a Democrat who represents the Southern Hudson Valley. You can read the full story in the Times-Herald-Record.
Two local representatives in Congress that represent the WGXC listening area joined others May 22nd to introduce bipartisan legislation to reauthorize the school-based health centers program. H.R. 5899 would bring back the program that provides health, dental screenings, and sometimes mental health services that expired in 2014. Representative John Faso, who represents Greene, Columbia, Ulster, Delaware, and parts of Dutchess and Rensselaer counties, and Paul Tonko, who represents Albany and parts of Rensselaer County, were among the sponsors of the bill. Quote, "New York has the largest statewide network of HBHCs in the country, and they are increasingly important in rural upstate communities," end quote, said Faso. Quote, "These health providers fill geographic service gaps and ensure that students are receiving necessary care, such as preventative checkups, dental services, and mental health services. I am glad we have a bipartisan coalition that recognizes the importance of HBHCs. This reauthorization is long overdue, end quote. Tonko agreed, saying, quote, school-based health centers are a critical source of health care for students, including those struggling with mental health challenges or substance abuse disorders. In the midst of our nation's opioid epidemic, these centers have become even more important, especially in communities where there's limited access to substance abuse and mental health care. I am proud to stand with my colleagues in a bipartisan basis to support this important measure that serves students and families across upstate New York, end quote.
Nick Reisman at New York State of Politics reports that Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, is fundraising in New York City May 29th with House Speaker Paul Ryan. Tickets are $1,000 per person or $2,700 for a sponsor for the Closed to the Press event. It is being held at an unannounced Midtown Manhattan location, and attendees must RSVP with their date of birth, quote, for security purposes.